This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Presidents Biden and Putin of Russia are meeting in Geneva. Welcome to Switzerland this morning by its president, Guy Parmelin.
I wish you both presidents a fruitful dialogue in the interest of your two countries and the world.
Putin said he hopes for a productive meeting. President Biden, who's spoken to Putin over the phone, says it's always better to meet face to face. But neither side is holding out hopes for any sort of a breakthrough in U.S.-Russia relations. Here's our Sagar Magani.
Relations are dismal, and the White House says rather than pushing for a wholesale reset like his recent predecessors, President Biden will instead look for small areas of potential cooperation. He'll urge Vladimir Putin to end election interference and cyber attacks, among other things. Putin's aim is to give the new administration his red lines to protect Moscow's interests.
As the U.S. begins to beat back the coronavirus, the European Union is recommending the member countries start lifting restrictions on tourists from the U.S. Some EU countries have already started allowing in American visitors. The brutal heat wave across the Southwest and in parts of Utah, Montana, and Wyoming is setting records. The temperatures in Phoenix could shatter records for the rest of the week, with highs expected to reach 116 today and 118 tomorrow and Friday. Jessica Strong is a community health manager with a children's hospital in Salt Lake City. Her advice to parents, keep a close eye on your children.
This year has brought all kinds of changes in routine, lots of stress, lots of fatigue. And so that combined with the record temperatures we're experiencing right now, unfortunately could be a recipe for disaster.
She talked to KSL-TV. This is AP News. Mayors are asking President Biden for help to end growing gun violence in their cities.
It is getting worse.
Dayton, Ohio Mayor Nan Whaley, the new president of the U.S. Conference of Mayors. 27 mayors have signed a letter to President Biden calling for federal help as mass killings and other gun violence continue to climb. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot.
Every day in America, people are dying needlessly from gun violence. And we do need Washington to wake up to this reality.
Tuesday's online conference came hours after four people were killed and four others wounded in a shooting in a home in Chicago. Several mass shootings over the weekend in several cities stoke concerns about a spike in gun violence heading into the summer. I'm Tim McGuire.
Retail sales are down 1.3% in May from the month before, led by sagging auto sales. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.